You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on KXL.
And we roll through a Sunday afternoon here on Business Briefing. I've had a few emails and a couple calls during the break for more on that special offer with Bedco Mattress Superstores. I will repeat that offer coming up at the top of the hour, near the 6 o'clock hour, so stick with us for more on that. Right now, though, time to shift gears and talk about real estate. We have the president of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, Patrick Stone, joining us. Pat, thanks for taking time out of your weekend to share your insight with our audience. First off, we talked about this via email last week. I see Robert Schiller, the man behind the Case-Shiller Housing Index, who midweek said he thought that the market might adjust downward another 25%. I find that personally hard to believe. What's your reaction?
Well, I think that's pretty extreme, and it's good to keep in mind with the Case-Shiller Index how it's how they come about the numbers that they report, and it does have a purpose, and I think it's a worthwhile index to look at. But a couple things you need to remember when you look at it: they take the average of all sales prices, and those prices are regular sales and REO sales. And the differential between price, the average price of REO and the average price of a regular sale in a market, historically is 15 to 25%. But with the volume of REO that is being put on the market, that's real estate owned or lenders selling their foreclosed properties, the volume of that property on the market now is dragging down the Schiller Index. Give you another way of put it another way, if residential real estate being sold by owners had no downtick at all, in other words, if that price trend was flat, right now the Schiller Index would be showing prices declining fairly significantly because of the volume of real estate owned by lenders being dumped on the market. So the index itself doesn't differentiate between the two segments of the market. And just give you a little bit more specificity, in the fourth quarter in Portland, Oregon, the difference between regular home sales and sales of foreclosed properties or REO homes was about 34% in value. So what was reported for the Portland metropolitan market on the Schiller Index showed more significant decline because of the disparity between the two price ranges.
It's interesting, Pat. I got to hand it to you. That's the first time I've heard that. So, but it's not the first time you've told our audience or me something for the first time. So, thank you. you were the guy who was on our show, 6 months ago when Bernanke unleashed QE2, and everybody in the world was saying this was the craziest thing. Why is he doing this? He's going to kill the economy. He's going to ruin the dollar. You were the only person who came out and said, this is going to work. This is the right thing to do. I'll never forget how you called it the refinancing of America. Here we are looking back. I have to give you credit because you were right on. It has worked. And we don't hear anything about it anymore, do we?
I think people have acknowledged now that it did a tremendous amount for the stock market. And some of your audience may say, well, that's great for people that own stocks. Truthfully, it's great for everybody because as the stock market goes up and values go up, as values of stocks go up, those companies' boards of directors become much more aggressive about expanding, about hiring, about reinvesting. So the net effect on the economy was really pronounced. I mean, we went from worrying about a double dip to now we're worrying about inflation, and people now are looking at QE2 and saying it's causing international issues with commodity prices, and that's pure garbage. And here's an interesting thing, Brian. If you're a student of history at all, commodity prices oscillate dramatically and are impacted mostly by weather and the available supply of the commodity at the market point. Right now, because the Russian wheat crop was destroyed, basically because of weather, I mean, abnormally hot weather in Russia killed the wheat crop last year, floods in Australia, we have a shortage on commodities, which are driving the prices more than what is what the financial press indicates. Financial press focuses on growth in the third world and loose dollars or too much stimulus. It's really just a function of weather and supply and demand. Give you a little bit more amplification on that. commodity prices spiked even more in 2007 than they're spiking right now, but nobody was talking about it in 2007. So you have to kind of peel the onion. You get real suspicious sometimes of the motivation of people that are decrying the moves by the Fed. Candidly, QE2 was a smart move. I do not think it's going to be necessary to extend it past June. I think the economy is on fairly solid footing. You look at the confidence indexes, large corporations are very confident. In fact, the confidence index for large corporations now is higher than it was before the downturn. Small companies' confidence has still declined a little bit, and that's mostly because small companies are more focused on the housing industry. And I think the lag in employment also reflects the failure of small companies to pick up to the degree that large companies have. All that aside, though, the economy is recovering. I think the worst is over, and I'm cautiously optimistic.
That's good to hear. Patrick Stone is the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us here on a Sunday afternoon on Business Briefing to share his insight. Pat built Fidelity National Title into a powerhouse. He's come back into the market, launched a local company in the midst of this downturn, WFG National Title, and they are taking the market by storm. If you are a builder, a realtor, a developer, any real estate need that you have as a consumer or a business owner, please give our friends at WFG National Title a call, because they are local and they do it better than anybody else in the market. Pat, I want to talk more about real estate in our next segment, specifically about shadow inventory. Before I do that, though, I want to address the economy locally and the business owners here. You mentioned that big business is feeling good. Obviously, small business is huge here in Oregon. We do not have the big Fortune 500 companies here that we even did maybe 10, 20 years ago. What can be done to help the small business owners, similar to a QE2? Is there a QE2 out there for small business?
Well, I think, Brian, no, but I do think the net effect of a growing economy will eventually eventually positively impact everyone. The problem in Oregon, and you nailed it, we do not have large industry. We have small companies. Consequently, our unemployment rate here is above 10%. We're one of five metropolitan areas in the U.S. with an unemployment rate above 10%. That is our biggest issue, and we do not have, the growth of the large companies here to pick up employment. So it'll take a little bit of time to recover here. I think, if you're looking for answers and what can be done, that's the debate to be had in Salem. We could probably spend a couple hours talking about taxing structure and other things.
Yeah.
But, that's a debate that Salem needs to have. On the positive side, though, I will tell you, Portland is not as overbuilt as many markets. So when the turn comes, you will see a quicker snapback, I think, in values here. And I do believe that we have a lot less underwater mortgages here in Portland, in Oregon. In fact, we have fewer people underwater on their mortgages here than in the state of Washington, even though the state of Washington is allegedly further along economically. So we did not get as overbuilt, but we're going to be, taking a little bit longer to recover on the employment side.
And real quick, Pat, about a minute left in this segment. We're starting to feel the turn. Business owners I talk with, they're getting their orders increasing in fits and starts and really can't gauge it. But if you had to pinpoint here in 60 seconds when you think we'll see the turn, or if we've already seen it, or when we'll really feel it, when do you think that would be here in Oregon?
Well, this goes back, and it's actually, we're the tail, we're not the dog. And, we're not an economic leader, so we will respond to the growing positive economic trends nationally. So, again, we're going to be a little bit behind the curve when it happens here. But it will happen here, and it's a year or two down the road. If you look at the way GDP numbers are figured, a big component of GDP is called investment, and that typically the thing that drives increases in investment is residential construction. Again, we have a lot of small businesses here, and I was just amazed at the amount of small companies that provide all the things that surround housing and gardening. Just a tremendous amount of small companies still in business, still grinding away. And as things pick up, we'll see it here. But we're going to be the tail, not the dog.
Small business drives a local economy. More with Patrick Stone when we come back.